Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. We are going to talk about cognitive distortions. So what we've realized so far is that anxiety is basically the emotional residue of unresolved problems built up in the subconscious mind over time that are trying to push their way to the surface. And anxiety is there to put us into fight or flight because it's going, hey, there's a problem that needs to be solved. And it's trying to wake us up to this fact. And it's there sort of poking and prodding at us because our subconscious mind doesn't like to feel like it's carrying problems around as it feels like some kind of survival threat to our biological wiring. So we've talked about another cognitive distortion of catastrophizing and gone through some simple tools and strategies. We've talked a lot more about general strategies to deal with anxiety as a whole and recognizing that there are unmet needs and how to solve those problems. And then today we're here at cognitive distortion number 2, and this is our shoulds or shouldn't haves. Okay, so this is a way that the brain can process information. A cognitive distortion is basically a way that the brain can process information that may take us out of an objective frame of mind. So I shouldn't have, okay? So when we use the word shouldn't have, I shouldn't have done that. This shouldn't be happening to me today. You know, those sorts of things as well. Basically what we're doing is we're fighting with the past. We're literally in argument with the past. And this will always be a losing battle because in this moment, we have no control over the past. We have control over a solution we want to create because of something that happened in the past, but we don't have control over the past itself. So I want you to know that any place you are in resistance to, there will always be more negative emotion involved because whenever we're in resistance, we're not in acceptance, which means we are not in solution finding mode. So by default, we are most likely to be feeding an old problem. Okay. So here's what I want you to be able to notice. When you are telling yourself, there's three types of, we're going to say shoulds or shouldn't haves. We have this shouldn't have happened. We have they should have or shouldn't have done what they did. And I should have or shouldn't have done what I did. So number one, this shouldn't have happened. So let's use the example of a flat tire. So imagine that you are driving and you get a flat tire. Now, the moment that you realize your tire is flat, it is now the past. It's the immediate past, but it is still the past. And if you sit in your car with a flat tire and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened to me today. This shouldn't be happening. This is unfair. And you start telling all these painful stories around something that has already happened that is now outside of your control that it happened, then you are in feeding the problem mode instead of finding the solution mode. So whenever we have shouldn't have or I shouldn't, this shouldn't be happening, we want to wake ourselves up to the fact that we are in a space of cognitively distorting an experience, and it is going to rob us of our autonomy and freedom to be able to fully focus on a solution. And so when we notice this, our solution is to create a strategy for how to best handle this, to accept the situation instead of being in resistance to the past, and then find a way to learn or grow or adapt because of this experience. So we're basically going, let's accept this instead of being in resistance to it. So we take ourselves out of being at war with something we can't fix. We create a strategy to focus on the solution. So maybe I'm sitting in the car and I'm like, let me call CAA, or in the US, I think it's AAA, or, you know, let me call somebody, or let me call for help. Let me get into solution finding mode. And then after the experience has happened, we can always look at how can we learn or grow from this experience. Maybe in the case of a flat tire, it's just that we now know how to deal with that issue should it ever arise in the future. But maybe it's that we're late somewhere and we didn't leave on time, and it's because we got lost and we didn't check the time ahead, you know, whatever it might be. Look for any lesson you can take from it. And this will keep maximizing and exponentially helping you to grow and not repeat mistakes, which over time, over the course of your life, if you keep looking for the lessons from things, you will learn a lot faster. You will adapt a lot more quickly. You'll be in solution-oriented mode a lot more often. And life will just get easier as a byproduct of having that way of looking at things as a perceptual filter in your subconscious mind. Okay. Number two, somebody else should have or shouldn't have done what they did. So what this is it's essentially us trying to fit other people into a box of our own expectations without understanding or making any room for their own programming. And I like to think of this as like, you know, something I'll say sometimes is that judgment is a projection of our own ignorance. And it's true. We can't know a person's set of beliefs or expectations or their programming or their needs or their fears. And sometimes we can take somebody and take something at face value and say, this shouldn't have happened. They should have done this instead. They should have or shouldn't have done it this way. And we can get so frustrated in that space. And when we're thinking that way, we're playing this movie in our mind again of what should have happened and this is wrong and this is bad. And when we're thinking those thoughts, whatever is happening through us, we're thinking those thoughts outwards about somebody else, is first happening to us. So when we're judging, we're angry, we're frustrated, we are first suffering from our own anger and frustration. And this can big time be a producer of anxiety. So we can go, oh my gosh, they should have done it this way. And we can get all lost in that train of thought. And it doesn't end well for us. It wastes our time and it keeps us in an anxious or activated emotional state. So here's your solution. Try to, when you notice yourself doing this, understand what your need is or was in the situation instead of what somebody should do and express that. So remember, anxiety is often telling us about unmet needs that we have. We've talked about that in the first phase of this series. And so if you're like, this person shouldn't have spoken to me that way, instead of, you know, just getting lost in being in argument with the past again, notice that there's something about that you didn't like or appreciate. And instead of getting nervous or frustrated or anxious over it in some form, we want to be able to go, okay, what did I need them to do instead? And we want to express from that place and communicate a boundary. And it is very common for individuals to suffer from anxiety when they are not expressing boundaries well. So very important. Number three, I should have, okay? So not this shouldn't have happened, not that person shouldn't have done something, but I should have or shouldn't have done what I did. And I want you to notice when you tell this story to yourself, you know, maybe you said the wrong thing at the wrong time, or maybe something slipped out that shouldn't have, or maybe you forgot to take action in some area of your life. But when you get into the I should have or I shouldn't have mode, you lock yourself to the guilt and regret and to the past again, right? And that doesn't do anything for us. It doesn't help us solve the problem in the present or potential problems in the future. And we give our mind's energy away to negative stuff all over again. So I want you to notice that when you do this, you kind of put yourself in this little invisible prison in your mind and you stay locked up in there in the past. And so instead, your solution is to make a commitment to make amends, whether it's with yourself or with somebody else, and then to look for the solution, okay? And then to humanize yourself. Remember that you are a human being. You're going to make mistakes. Be gentle and kind towards yourself. I can't tell you how important this seriously actually is for our healing, especially at the subconscious level. And look at yourself. What was actually happening at the time that caused you to make the mistake? Maybe you didn't have enough information. Maybe you were feeling afraid and you just reacted out of impulse and nervousness. And that's okay. We're human beings. Beating ourselves up for those things will only create more anxiety. Understanding what happened, looking at the root cause, and then creating a solution for the future and being kind to ourselves in the process, that will help to release it.
I just want to jump in here and let you know that we are doing a 14-day free trial, which means you get access to the personal development school and everything we have going on the other side for free for 14 days. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there.